from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan security forces backed by U.S. military advisors and air power have evicted insurgents from a strategically important southern district 9 months after the Taliban had overrun it. There's been no comment so far from the Taliban. Meantime, the UN has warned the Afghan conflict continues to inflict record high levels of casualties. Iran has imprisoned a Chinese-American man, 37-year-old Shiyue Wang, for 10 years after accusing him of infiltrating the country. At the same time, there was news the brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been detained. Hossein Faradun is in custody over allegations of financial impropriety. In Venezuela, 7 million voters took part in an unofficial opposition-led referendum aimed at trying to end 2 decades of socialist rule. The voting was designed to challenge the legitimacy of the government's planned July 30th vote to form a new constituent assembly to dissolve state institutions and rewrite the Constitution. Mark Jones is a Rice University analyst.
If the constituent assembly is held, the Constitution will be rewritten in such a way that it will lock Chavistas into power forever, or at least as long as they can hold power.
About 100 people have been killed in almost daily anti-government protest. South Korea has offered to talk with North Korea to ease tensions along their border and resume reunions of families who were separated by the war in the 1950s. President Moon Jae-in is pushing to improve ties with Pyongyang despite North's first intercontinental ballistic missile. This is VOA News. China has released dissident Xu Zhiyong after serving a 4-year sentence for gathering a crowd to disturb public order. Xu was a co-founder of the New Citizens Movement, which was seeking to work within the system for some change. Jared Genzer heads the rights group known as Freedom Now.
I'm quite confident that given the way that the Chinese tend to treat people like him who were recently released, he will be under very close surveillance, not able to talk to the media, and have very, very limited contact with the outside world.
Xu's release comes just 2 days after the death of Liu Xiaobo, a Nobel Peace Prize laurate and China's best-known rights prisoner after a battle with cancer. His ashes scattered at sea over the weekend. At least 22 people were killed when a 2-story residential building on China's eastern Jiangsu province, northwest of Shanghai, caught fire, 3 others injured. Building was used as a dormitory for restaurant workers. Police said they arrested an arson suspect. 1 year after a failed coup, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the security advisors will be meeting today to discuss extending the state of emergency. July 15, 2016, the coup attempt then killed at least 250 people. Exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen is accused of being behind the failed coup. He denies it. Mr. Erdogan says no arrests, no terror targets, coup attempts, diplomatic plots, or economic traps will do away with his government. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis.
The country is actually quite divided. It's unfortunate because people from across the political spectrum came together to oppose the military coup. It initially seemed like a triumph for democracy. But unfortunately, Erdogan took advantage of the emergency and began to round up dissidents.
Last week, the leader of the opposition Republican People's Party called for an independent accounting over the failed coup. Thousands of people rallied in Warsaw to oppose the Polish government's controversial new court reforms, which opponents see as a threat to judicial independence. That law gives lawmakers a dominant role in appointing judges, a move that opposition parties and rights groups said would make jurists subject to political influence. An American actor, Martin Landau, who won an Oscar portraying the embittered horror film icon Bela Lugosi in the 1994 film Ed Wood, has died in Hollywood. He was 89. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.